Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 28th. Voters continue to make their way to polls as Election Day unfolds across Canada. Polling stations in Ontario will remain open until 9:30 tonight. Major federal party leaders have confirmed their plans for election night. Liberal leader Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre have events planned in Ottawa. And NDP leader Jagmeet Singh will attend an event in his riding in Burnaby, BC. The MP races in Bruce Gray Owen Sound and Huron Bruce have six candidates on the ballot. Bayshore News will have special election night reports with all the results as they're confirmed after polls close this evening. A two-hour election night special will begin right here on 560 CFOS after polls close with all of the results as they're confirmed. Grey Bruce Public Health has put out a release notifying people of several locations where they may have been exposed to measles. The health unit says they identified the locations while doing contact tracing in connection with a recent lab-confirmed case. They have listed a number of locations and time frames, all of which are in Hanover between April 18th and 23rd. You can find that list on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website or through Public Health. A cooperative business specializing in fuel and agricultural products is closing its retail store in Owen Sound. Midwest Co-op has announced plans to shutter its location on 2nd Avenue East in Owen Sound in July. Poor sales and the location's deteriorating structure were mentioned by the company as reasons for the decision. South Bruce OPP have charged a driver after a collision between a school bus and a cyclist. They say on Friday at about 3:20 in the afternoon, South Bruce OPP were called when a student riding a bike was hit by a school bus on Russell Street in Kincardine. They say the student had minor injuries and did not require immediate medical attention. The 73-year-old school bus driver was charged with careless driving under the Highway Traffic Act. A 44-year-old man has been charged with impaired driving after crashing his car into a ditch in Georgian Bluffs. Grey Bruce OPP say it happened Saturday morning on Side Road 9, where the driver swerved to avoid a turkey and lost control of his vehicle. Police say the South Bruce Peninsula man was charged with impaired operation. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 88 points to 24,798. The Dow Jones is up 114 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.3 U.S. cents, up 21 hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $61.88, down $1.14 a barrel. In sports, two games in the NHL playoffs tonight. Game 4 in the Tampa-Florida series and Game 5 in the Colorado-Dallas matchup. The Panthers have a 2-1 lead while the Avalanche and Stars are tied. Tomorrow, it's Game 5 between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Ottawa Senators. The series shifts back to Toronto, where the Leafs will try once again to book their ticket to Round 2. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Boston visits Montreal. In the OHL playoffs, Game 3 of the Western Conference Final between the London Knights and Kitchener tonight. The Knights lead the series 2-0. Tomorrow in the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, the Hanover Barons will face elimination when they host Game 6 of their semifinal series against the Napanee Raiders. In Major League Ball, it's an off day for the Toronto Blue Jays after they dropped 2 of 3 to the Yankees over the weekend. Tomorrow, the Jays open a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Increasing cloudiness tonight with a chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm overnight. 50-kilometer wind gusts, a low of 13. A 70% chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm Tuesday. 60-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 21, feeling like 25 with the humidity, the UV index 8 or very high. Right now it's 16 degrees in Tobermory, 19 in Walkerton, 18 in Meaford, and it's 20 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.